How long has it been since we did this? Probably a couple weeks, right? I know I said I was going to be a little more timely with it. And I, you know, on the average, I think I have been, but it's been a little crazy around here. Kind of banana time. A couple of weeks of real chaos. The kind Jeff Goldblum described as a drop of dew runs down a leaf. Well, he's sitting in the back of a Jurassic Park SUV trying to get it on with, what's her name there? Can't think of her name. The one that yelled, run! She ran toward the caged thing where Samuel L. Jackson's arm was hanging because the raptors had gotten to him too. Remember that? Remember that whole thing? Man, I like me some Jurassic Park, I can tell you that.
Hold on a second.
I had a weird thing going on there with the mic. Anyway, so how you doing? What's going on? How are you feeling? How are you? Have you spent some time with your mother? Are you eating your vegetables? I hope everyone's having a good time. We sit upon the precipice of South by Southwest in Austin, Texas, which starts this weekend. It's always exciting to see how that all goes. A few of my favorite technology friends down there having a good time. I am not. I have to hold down the fart. And do you know why? The fort. Sorry. Did I say the fart? I meant the fort. My wife, my oldest daughter, and her friends, a couple of her friends, so three of them and my wife, are all driving to San Francisco, and they're going to be there a week. So 7 days. 7 days? 6 days? 7 days. Something like that in San Francisco. And they leave tomorrow morning at like 5 a.m., which really is 4 a.m. because the times thing will switch and we will not be used to it. I hate daylight savings time or whatever it is, this thing we've created here. Damn farmers with their stupid ideas. I know it's not that simple. But anyway, they're taking off. That means it's me and the two youngest. And that means a couple of pizza nights. That probably means some fun movies. Probably means some good video game time. But it also means get your butts out of bed on time. Gosh dang it. Who's making breakfast? I don't know. Do we have any food? Sure. This bread's green. Why is that true? I don't know. Who plugged the toilet? Has the dog been walked? How come the mailbox won't open because it's so stuffed full of stuff? Oh, someone forgot to get it. Dad, there's a cop at the door. What's that smell? Like, these are the sounds you'll hear at my house while Kim is gone, because you don't realize how much of a team effort it is to do what we're doing. But the Johnsons do. Are so dependent on the two-man team thing. Well, the man-lady team thing. Kim does so much to run the household, the kids, the schedule, the accounting, the bills, the stuff that makes the day-to-day run, while I'm busy trying to finance our existence to survive, that when one of us isn't doing one half, it's real rough. Like, things get real dark, you know? And it only happens, I'm only reminded of it when she goes out of town or something, because I forget how good I have it and I take it for granted. And then, boop, she's out. And then, uh-oh, I don't think we can subsist on nothing but white bread and mustard. We need more. We need more. And by the time things get real desperate, that's typically when she comes back. But it does put me in a bit of a panic, because I think the entire time she's gone, oh man, what if something terrible happens to their car? Or while they're there, or they get lost in some crappy part of San Francisco and they get robbed or beat up or worse. And I think about all these awful, outcomes, partially because I worry about them and I like my life with them in it. But also, if I'm being completely honest, I'm screwed without Kim's half of the deal. She's really, really good at her wife, mom, business helper role. Perhaps better than anyone I've ever known. No offense, ladies, but She seems to have the lay of the land, as the kids say today. Eh, whatever. No kids ever say that, ever. No kid has ever said the lay of the land, right? I don't think so. So anyway, we'll see how that goes. We're thinking about doing a Harold Ramis film festival. We'll watch, you know, the best ones. Groundhog Day and Ghostbusters 1. Oh, Meatballs might be a little raw for them, so probably not that. Can't think of anything else off the top of my head. I know there are others, and I'll find them. No matter what occurs, I will find them. But primarily Groundhog Day, and I think Ghostbusters. Those are going to be on the table. We're going to watch those. We're going to enjoy those. We'll consume poorly designed food items that were delivered to us at the door. Yet you sort of pay cash for there and give tips for that kind of food. Liquid that is fizzy in nature. Probably drink a bunch of that. And we'll probably play a bunch of games. Like this is, I do enjoy that part of this. Like it's fun for us to just kind of have goofing around with dad time. They got to get up in the morning, man. They got school all week. They got to get picked up. I got to coordinate with a neighbor lady about how, you know, carpooling works and what times people are coming back and getting picked up and when to have them ready and all that stuff. So that's a little intense. Nick's at a camp out right now, actually. I'm home alone doing work while Kim is downtown taking care of something for my other daughter before she leaves tomorrow. And as a result, I got to go pick Nick up from his camp in a few minutes. And I don't know where he's getting dropped off or what I'm supposed to do. This is how we do it. Yeah, what else is going on? So there's a lot happening right now. Nerdtacular well underway. Tickets are selling faster than last year, so there are still tickets, but you got to hurry if you want them. Go to nerdtacular.com. Nerdtacular.com. And there's a big post there with all the info you need to know thus far, what's going on, what to expect, where we're going, what we're doing. Schedule's coming soon. List of VIPs coming soon. Like all that stuff's coming, but the event is happening July 4th weekend this year, 2014, at the beautiful Snowbird Summer Resort here in Salt Lake City. It's like last year. Same place. And if you came, you had a great time and you know why you want to come. If you didn't come last year and you're thinking, should I come? Well, let me just tell you. We've been having a ball since 2007. This isn't our first time to the rodeo. Should be a good year, though. I'm excited to see everybody. We're working really hard to make it all happen. Specifically, Corinne and Dave, who are now my left and right hand on this deal, are just kicking butt and taking names, man. Just planners extraordinaire. People who know what they're doing. Smart, thoughtful, effective leaders in our quest to dominate the early days of July. So anyway, you want to come. It's going to be great. All people are welcome. Bring your kids. I'm going to have some cool stuff to give away to kids when I see them. Last year I tried to do doodles, but it was hard because it took so much time that a lot of kids just straight up didn't get them. So this year I have a better idea. And I love when kids come to events like these because you can see kind of the geek / nerd lifestyle in their eyes and they love it and they're into it. You know, a bunch of little Minecrafters. And they just are so into this and they're kind of starry-eyed and it's such a fun thing. Well, I like to foster that because kids are rad. So I got some ideas. I got some cool ideas. So I will be there. I'm not going to give too much away, but I'll have some things. I'll have some things for them to take home and be proud of their weekend from with here. What? I don't know. But on a personal note, oh man, I swear my life went from, hey, we're moving in October to, is it already March? That's how I feel right now. November to basically the whole of November through the whole of February just feels like a big, just a fart in the wind, gone, poof, out of here. You kind of sensed it was there for a minute, but then it was gone. There was no more hanging on. You couldn't grab it. You couldn't hold it. You couldn't keep it. It left. And I don't like that at all. That was a big chunk of time. And I look back and a lot of people say, oh, you have so much to show for it. You had all these great shows and content and drawings and art and comics and blah, 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 all the stuff you're making. Yeah, I guess so. But it doesn't feel like it. It feels like I was robbed. And then yesterday I noticed that a couple of songs I like a lot seem to be going faster. Like straight up faster than they usually play on the same, you know, player or computer or whatever I was listening to it on that I always listen to it on, but it sounded all sped up. And I'm like, did I set something to go a little faster? And I'm checking all these things. There's no settings for that. And what I was playing it on, it wasn't like the 1.5, 2x speed changer thing on your phone. It was just a computer playing it through iTunes over a speaker. There was no setting for anything. Yet it, in my head, it's going faster. I know it's going faster. And I feel like there is some, and I know there's some science out there that sort of supports this, but as you get older, you begin to, time begins to seem so much faster than it used to. And that it's like a literal, real thing that your brain starts to do when it interprets time. And I think that's happening to me generally. I think everything is just going way too fast. I remember when I was a kid, let's say 11 through 17, I felt like those years were so slow, never fast. Nothing was ever quick. If someone said, oh, we have to do this for half an hour, I just go, oh my gosh, a half an hour. That seems so long. We've talked about this on TMS some, and so we've had other discussions about this. So I apologize if we're boring you with it, but it just seems lately like I am sensing everything at a higher speed. And I would like that to slow down. How do you counter it? You know, what do you do to counter that? But then there will be times where it'll be like, oh, it's Sunday afternoon. I'm going to take a half hour nap. And you'll lay there for like 10, 15 minutes and feel like 4 or 5 hours went by. Explain that one to me. You just kind of half wake up and go, oh, my gosh, how long have I been here? Oh, 10 minutes. When in your head you're thinking, it's already Monday at noon. I find that all very perplexing. The current human condition and his or her grasp on time and space. That's what we're getting at. That's the bottom line. That's the beast we're trying to wrangle. That's the chicken we're trying to behead. That's the turkey we're trying to stuff. That's the dog we're trying to walk. That's the horse we're trying to tame. That's the old lady we're trying to help across the street. That's the nice homeless man we're giving 50 cents to. All right, I'll stop. Anyway, so that's what's going on around here. I hope you guys are having a fantastic freaking week. Well, it's Saturday. I hope you have a great week next week. GDC coming up. That's always fun. A lot of friends there as well. Won't be there with them either. Oh, phone's calling. Should we see who this is? Hold on. I'm going to answer it. Hello?
Hey, did you get all this? Did Nate get all of you?
No, nobody's called yet. Should I call somebody?
Nate Drew's number just called me, but I couldn't switch it over on my phone for some reason.
Oh, crap. Why don't you text me the number, and then I'll call him.
I just tried to call it, and no one answered, but it then it went to Nate Drew, and so that's when I knew it was him.
Hey, I ended that, because that was boring. You don't want to hear that. See what I mean, though? Just chaos. So I got to go now. I got to go. Got to go pick up the boy and get him back here and surprise him with my gift copy, because it was on sale, of Left 4 Dead 2, because he's got his new PC and he's all into that and he likes him some zombies. So, yeah, we're going to maybe play a little of that tonight. That and Hawken. Oh, yeah, baby, Hawken. Anyway, I hope you guys are having a good one. I've already said that 4 times, so I'll quit saying it. We'll have more of these, I promise. This is not a drill. This is the real thing. This is an actual show. Thank you for listening to The Diary of a Cartoonist. If you have questions, comments, thoughts, and I love your questions because I like to address them here on the show. So if you have some and they're interesting, I will do that. And the address to use is scott@frogpants.com. You can use that often and frequently. scott@frogpants.com. It's that simple. Real easy. Piece of cake. Oh, phone again. I'll see what the big solution is. Hang on. Hello. What? Hello?
Hey.
Hey.
That was him. They're back.
Okay, I'm going to go pick him up right now.
Thank you.
Bye now. Love you. Bye. Love you. Okay. Okay, well, that's it. That's my call. That's my note. That's my thing. So I got to go. Have a great week. I'll talk to you soon. Promise. I'm not going to wait forever between these episodes. Real soon. Promise. Swear. Pinky swear. Pinky? Yeah, pinky. Is that what the kids say? Ah, the kids again.